As COVID-19 continues to impact area events, the Fort Hays State University Alumni Association is looking for ways to help keep alumni connected. Interim Executive Director Tammy Welbrock talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. Well, first off, you know, I think right as we talked last time, you were coming up on homecoming. How did that all shake up? Everything go okay?
It really did. And, you know, it's a crazy time, just a crazy time to try to do event planning at any scope of event planning. And so, we are really pleased to have put another successful year in the books of what, you know, the point of homecoming is celebration and engagement. I think we were able to do that pretty well. But, you know, it's interesting when it comes to event planning. It's a year-round scenario, so we're getting ready for 2021. And in fact, I have some news to share with listeners, if you don't mind me sharing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we obviously are looking forward to next year, and we are, you know, barring any other unforeseen circumstances, we're hoping for another in-person event. And something we had said, and I probably shared with listeners, we knew 2020 would not look like 2019 homecoming, but we're also hoping 2021 homecoming doesn't look like 2019, meaning we tried some new things this year in 2020, and we want to be able to go forward and continue to offer some of the things that we tried this year that were successful. And so hopefully people will see a blend of some new offerings and some of the traditional, but all that's yet to be determined. But one of the things we want to continue is celebrating our alumni Tiger family. So, and certainly friends are also part of the honoree. And we want to be able to recognize people through our award ceremony. And every year on December 31st is our deadline for award nominations. And people can go to our website, gofortheysstate.com, and click on, we'll go to the appropriate links and click on nomination. But we're doing something different. You know, again, that COVID forcing people to think differently, but we just really want, because COVID is still just so predominant in our world today, we're going to extend our nomination deadline for these prestigious awards. We are actually moving the deadline to March 1st. Give people time to be able to get past the holidays, get into the new year. A lot of this is also for our Fort Hays faculty and staff. They're so busy this time of year with finals week, and then, of course, they will be on winter break. Eventually, then, they'll be back into the routine again of the semester. And so March 1 allows for that process, COVID or not COVID related, to be able to meet the needs of those people and get a great group of nominees to be considered in the pool for our alumni award recipients for consideration. So March 1st, we need our listeners to understand March 1st is the deadline to nominate anyone they think is of potential need to be recognized and honored. And that, again, they can go to the website for the Fort Hays State Alumni Association, gofortheysstate.com. But if they want to do so now, they sure can, because everything's active. They can go and get those nominations uploaded.
Do you think with a longer period of nominations, you might also see a lot more of them come in?
You know, that's possible. Or even the people, there's so many deserving people out there, and to give somebody the time to be able to go to the depth in their nomination, I think will also be very helpful as well. So it's kind of twofold, not just a breadth of, you know, wider scope of people, but a deeper dive into the actual person that is nominated. I think it's going to allow both.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I can imagine where that would be important because, you know, like I could talk about some of the movers and shakers that were on campus when I was there, but for kids that are there now, those people aren't going to matter. And for folks that graduated years before, those aren't going to matter either. So that would give me the opportunity to really kind of delve into, hey, this is why this person was so important on campus, and here's what they've done since.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, yeah, you're exactly right. You know those people. And just but to be able to, I know somebody may be worthy, but to put it in the paper, pen and paper, and make it more so a group of strangers, you know, our selection committee can really get to know who this individual is, what they have accomplished, and what makes them different than perhaps other alumni that are also nominated.
Sure. You know, and kind of on that same note of having to shift up things because of COVID, who knows when this is going to finally kind of wrap up. But, you know, it sounds like it's on the horizon. Eventually we're going to be past this. The vaccines are rolling out now. But you guys are kind of thinking about your overall calendar right now, aren't you?
That is a great question. You are right. We do have... I guess is it fair to say almost a built-in excuse? Not that we need an excuse to always be enhancing what we do, but people understand that the Alumni Association cannot hold the traditional events just as we go throughout the year because of we do not want to put anybody at risk, and we don't want to make people have to make a decision, should I go to this event or should I remain home and not, you know, certainly put myself at risk of catching this yucky virus. And so at that point, we're using this time at the Alumni Association to really dig deep and assess what it is we're doing and how can we continue to improve upon what we offer to our alumni, which would be all graduates and then any friends that we continue to support. What can we do differently? What can we do? I don't want to say better because that means we weren't doing things well, but just what can we be offering? What services, activities, events that maybe have a different relevance in today's world? And of course, every entity, I would equate this deep dive that we're calling it, I would equate it to the restaurant that takes us time to remodel. You know, people are just living a lot more carefully. They're not going out. They're not participating to the same level. And instead of us trying to offer virtual opportunities, which we'll still continue to do some virtual, but we're going to minimize here in the next month or two and just do what I'm calling an internal audit. It not audit in the sense of accounting and the finance world, but just to really explore what it is we can be doing and tweaking here and tweaking there and just making everything a better offering to our constituents. And so I invite anybody that's listening to this program to contact us at the Alumni Association. It is different. What's fascinating with the Alumni Association is there are people in Hayes, Kansas, alumni like you and I, that we need something different than the alum that is out of state. But the alum that may be in another county across needs something different than the alum that's clear across the state of Kansas. And so we would love to know of those people that are in this listening range, what do they need and desire from the Alumni Association? What would help them to remain connected with their alma mater? But even further than that, what would they need to be able to be as productive and as successful as they desire to be? It's interesting, the trends in higher education and alumni associations nationwide, they're realizing that COVID is changing this. COVID has hit everybody, regardless of where they live. I mean, geographical boundaries aside, you know, there's just a lot of new challenges. Well, if our local alumni could reach out and let us know, we'd love to hear from them. We'd love to know what is it. And I'm not going to promise something I can't deliver, but I certainly can't work on anything if we don't know what it could be. What are some ideas? What are some suggestions? And then we'll put it into the pot to consider everything. And this is the perfect time to let us know and give us that feedback.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, even outside of COVID, you know, I think technology, the way technology has changed over the last 10, 15 years, our lives are not even remotely the same. They really aren't. And that I think that has to be considered when you're thinking about groups like the Alumni Association, because that traditional piece of connectivity for the alumni isn't really necessarily needed anymore.
Well, you're right. I mean, of course, people that are listening to this probably remember me having served at the local Chamber of Commerce. And I used to joke that we used to be the community Google before Google occurred. Well, in a way, that's how alumni associations have worked nationwide for their alumni. If you needed to know anything, well, who did you call? You called the Alumni Association. That need has certainly changed. And as generations have different needs, you know, somebody that's in their 60s doesn't have the same needs as somebody in their 30s. And that seems very obvious. But to do planning and offering of services, that's very purposeful and intentional work that we are doing. But what is amazing, back to your comment about technology, we know the technology changed things. But what COVID did is flattened that curve of difference between the generations. So we used to look at, oh, maybe there are some generations that would prefer to have snail mail versus an email. But now people are looking forward to technology, Zoom calls. And that's not that, I mean, some of us are Zoom weary, I realize that, but there are other people that Zoom is their way to get face-to-face contact. And people crave that, regardless of the age. And so, yeah, technology is a game changer again because of COVID, let alone all that it's offered and the different opportunities. And yet, you know, there's still nothing like a good old-fashioned hug of somebody that you know or a handshake of somebody you just met. And that will always be difficult to replace. But until we can do so safely, we're certainly exploring other options.
Yeah. What's the best way for people to reach out to you guys if they have comments or ideas on things that you could plan on going forward?
Well, certainly going to our website is always a great, I think people will remember that better than anything. Again, goforthaystate.com. But if they were to contact us at our email, it's alumni@fhsu.edu, or they can call our number. Our local number here is 785-628-4430. And those are our generic ways of getting a hold of us, because I think people will remember those easier. but certainly, if you know me, you can give me a call. You can reach out to us via Facebook. You can reach out to us via LinkedIn. And we've got, you know, we've got a number of very qualified staff that will be able to help you. And it really doesn't matter who you reach. One of us can help. And so just keep letting us know how we can be there for you.
Excellent. Tammy, I tell you, we're very quickly running out of time here. I'll just kind of open this up to you for any last thoughts or things you want to share with the audience.
Well, you know, as we continue to close up 1 year and begin another, we certainly want to just, it's not the work of the Alumni Association, but I want to do a shout out for our partners in the foundation, work very closely. And of course, we're housed in the same, but as the year ends, keep in mind, all that we do for the university is for those students. And many of our students are at a point where this is hard for them to maybe find the financial means to be able to go to college. We have certainly a need for scholarships year-round, but maybe even more so now. But if people have, as they're wrapping up their year end and looking at their financial situation, if they could at least consider Fort Hays State in their giving, we would greatly be appreciative, because as we like to call those students on campus, those are alumni in training, and we want more alumni in training as much as we can. And so if people that are hearing this have it so in their head and heart to please consider Fort Hays and that giving, it's certainly always important, and maybe even more so now with COVID. And of course, we can always get them to the foundation, but they would need to contact the Fort Hays State University Foundation, which they can certainly find as well, and contact us, and we'll get them over there to them.
Perfect. Tammy, thanks so much for joining us today. It's always great to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate you giving us this opportunity to at least get the word out. I mean, we sometimes forget Fort Hays in our backyard. Sometimes we can almost take it for granted, all the stuff that we're doing. And we certainly at the Alumni Association don't want to take for granted any of the area alumni and friends that are so supportive of Fort Hays. And so wish everybody a very happy holiday as they continue to prepare for that big event coming up, and we look forward to working with everybody in the new year.